Reading the system. To live peacefully and benefit maximally from one's environment, one needs to know the conditions and lifestyle of the area in which one resides. Based on this, one can take the necessary precautions and protect oneself from any possible danger and attain favorable outcomes. So, at a most basic level, this is why it is necessary to decipher and comprehend the mechanics of the system, to read it. Even though Muhammad was endowed with the capacity to read by his creation, the fact he couldn't yet activate this capability caused him much distress and drove him to retreat at Mount Hira. The natural system of Allah was generally conceived as this. You're born from random parents. You live your life to meet the necessities of the body, food, drink, sexuality, etc. And then you leave everything behind and go. On the other hand, does life continue after death? Is there a God that controls and administers things from afar? Do we have to give account for things we did in this world? If so, who is going to call us to account? A God in space, perhaps? If such a God existed, where is he? How is he? How great is he? Why did he create us in the first place? If he is free of need, why did he feel the need to create us? Surely we couldn't be alone in this universe. The jinn also exist. How did we coexist with them? At which point could they affect us if they can? And to what extent? Such questions engaged the minds of the people back in those days too. The concept of God was clearly the pivotal point of all of these questions. What was it? Where was it? And how was it? Did it exist or not? Was it one or many? Muhammad was probably also overwhelmed by such questions when he encountered the acclaimed amazing experience where Gabriel contacted him and told him to read the system using the divine power and knowledge already present within him. For 23 years, Gabriel revealed the religion, that is, the system, to Muhammad. Religion, in the sight of Allah, is Islam. But what is Islam? It is the natural disposition, fitrah. What is the natural disposition of the system? We must first understand what religion is before we get to the natural disposition of the system. Religion begins with understanding the reality denoted by the name Allah. It is important to understand the word religion and the system it references correctly and without contradiction. For this, a concise and comprehensive study of religion is necessary. This knowledge cannot be acquired from parents and Quran course instructors or those who've memorized the Quran but have no clue as to what it actually means. Otherwise, it will result in adverse situations. What matters is to know why you need to do what and for what purpose, to acknowledge and understand the life after death, and thus shape your current life accordingly. Life after death is the biggest reality for mankind. If we don't understand this and prepare accordingly, we'll be doing the greatest wrong to ourselves. Whatever you possess in this world, whatever your rank or title may be, eventually you're going to be stripped away from all of it and placed among unknown forms of life with the power of your spirit and consciousness. A wise person will use every opportunity to duly and adequately research and prepare for this arena. For nothing in existence can become non-existent. Despite the changes your body is subject to, there is a sense of I inside, which is your consciousness, who is untouched and unaffected by it all. If this I is unaffected by the changes of your body, then consciousness is obviously not something physical, but it exists. Since nothing that exists can become non-existent, then your individual consciousness, what was defined as the heart in old religion texts, your sense of self is not going to be lost or become non-existent once the function of the body becomes invalidated through death. So then, what kind of life is awaiting you? Have you ever considered this? This is what religion is concerned about, and any individual who contemplates with inevitability have to consider these truths at some point in their life. But let us first realize and comprehend the truth that there is no room for emotionality in nature. The magnificent mechanism of Allah functions with all its might and without the interruption of emotions. Thus, there is no room for excuse after death. Each will automatically live the consequences of their own deeds. Hence, to blame others or claim you've heard this and that from this sheikh or that hoja will have no meaning or validity after death. Either you can choose not to believe in life after death, in which case you're free to live as you like, provided you're willing to face any possible consequence. Or, if you do believe in life after death, then you must leave aside what you've heard at school or home or at this mosque or from that sheikh and find out the truth for yourself. This is something you need to do for yourself because it's your life in the future. Therefore, research is a must. Why did the Nabi come? What does he advise and why? Once you start searching for the answers to these questions, you will begin to decipher the system. Some who take things at a surface value claim religion is not based on a system and hence advocate the idea that religion comprises the commands of a God afar. Intellect is the perception tool of consciousness. Something is either based on a logical system or it's absurd and meaningless. Every part of the perceivable existence is self-evidently ordered and systematized. This is why the Quran repeatedly questions, "Will you still not think? Will you still not use your intellect? We have revealed this Quran so that you will contemplate and understand," and so on. The word reveal, or inzal, denotes a dimensional revelation, the process of a reality becoming revealed to one's consciousness. That is, it has to be understood in terms of dimensions, not location. Otherwise, it would mean a physical revelation from space or from a particular location. If the Quran wasn't a book of the system based on logical derivations, the above verses would not have been necessary. In any case, a book talking about chaos and illogicality would have been irrelevant for conscious and intelligent beings. The magnificent mechanism of Allah is such a perfect system that there is absolutely no room for any form of contradiction or disorder. If some people perceive certain things as contradictory or disordered, that is the result of a lack of insight and research concerning that particular topic. Ahmed Toulousi, 1992.